realize your full potential for personal and professional growth and development, begin with your values as they apply to your own abilities. As you know, your values are always expressed in your words and actions. You can always tell what your values are by looking at what you do and how you respond to the world around you. Your values are the root causes of your motivations and your behaviors. Now, some values that you might select with regard to your personal growth are excellence, self-actualization, intelligence, skillfulness, achievement, and personal mastery. My primary value in terms of personal development can be summarized in the concept of realizing my full potential. I believe that each person has the potential to do something wonderful with his or her life. I believe that within each person there is a giant waiting to come out. I believe that each person can do vastly more than he or she has ever done before if he or she only learns how. That's my fundamental value. What is yours? Create a long-term vision for yourself in the area of personal growth. Project forward 5 or 10 years and imagine that you were developed fully in every important part of your life. Idealize and see yourself as outstanding in every respect. Refuse to compromise on your personal dreams. What level of skill or ability would you have in your field? What level of status and prestige would you have attained as the result of your superb performance at what you do? What kind of work would you be doing, and at what level would you be doing this work? How would you think and feel about yourself as the result of being one of the very best at what you do? If you had no limitations at all, what would be your vision for how you would develop yourself in the months and years ahead? Now, take your vision and crystallize it into specific goals. Here's a good way to start. Take out a piece of paper and write down 10 goals that you would like to achieve in the area of personal and professional development in the months and years ahead. Write in the present tense, exactly as if you were already the person you intend to be. Determine exactly what you want to be able to do. Decide the person you want to become. Describe exactly what you will look like when you become truly excellent in your field and your personal life. Then, review this list of 10 goals and select the one goal that, if you achieved it, would have the greatest positive impact on your life and on your career. Put a circle around that goal and move that goal to a clean sheet of paper. Create a schedule for achieving this goal. Set deadlines for achieving certain benchmarks. Set sub-deadlines as well. Make a list of everything that you can think of that you'll have to do to achieve personal excellence in that area. Organize your list into a plan by setting priorities on each of the items. Gather the books, materials, equipment, and other resources you will need to begin working on yourself and your goal. Then, take immediate action on at least one item in your plan to get the process started. Resolve to do something every day until you are successful in that area. Never stop working on yourself until you become the kind of person you would ideally most like to be. Jim Carrey, the actor, when he was just starting out, had a vision and a goal to be paid $10 million for acting in a movie. He made out a check to himself for this amount, and he carried it with him everywhere. He looked at it continually, and he never stopped believing in his ability to earn $10 million for a single picture. Meanwhile, he worked on his craft. He took every role he could possibly get and threw his whole heart into performing that role the very best he possibly could. He developed his ability to speak, to dramatize, and to entertain. He continually stretched his own envelope of performance. He took every lesson that he could take and studied every element of professional acting he could learn from the people around him. After years of hard work, his dream finally came true. He received $10 million for his role in Batman 3. Before he was 40, he was earning $20 million per film. He makes one or two movies each year. He had a clear vision and a dream, and he never lost sight of it. Most importantly, he continued to work on himself and his craft until he was the kind of person who was worth $20 million per picture.